News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some of the big stories. A US drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate on Sunday, before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's international airport, American officials said. An Afghan official said 3 children were killed in the strike. The strike came just 2 days before the US is set to conclude a massive 2-week-long airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners and withdraw the last of its troops, ending America's longest war with the Taliban back in power. The US State Department released a statement signed by around 100 countries as well as NATO and the European Union, saying they had received assurances from the Taliban that people with travel documents would still be able to leave the country. The Taliban have said they will allow normal travel after the US withdrawal is completed on Tuesday and they assume control of the airport. The Afghan official spoke on condition of anonymity because of security concerns. Witnesses to the drone strike said it targeted 2 cars parked in a residential building near the airport, killing and wounding several civilians. Officials had initially reported a separate rocket attack on a building near the airport, but it turned out to be the same event. Dina Mohammadi said her extended family resided in the building and that several of them were killed, including children. She was not immediately able to provide the names or ages of the deceased. Karim, a district representative, said the strike ignited a fire that made it difficult to rescue people. There was smoke everywhere and I took some children and women out, he said. Ahmaduddin, a neighbor, said he had collected the bodies of children after the strike, which set off more explosions inside the house. Like many Afghans, the 2 men each go by one name. There was no immediate comment from US officials after the reports of civilian casualties surfaced. 2 American military officials who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations had earlier called the airstrike successful and said the vehicle it targeted carried multiple bombers. US Navy Captain Bill Urban, a military spokesman, had earlier said the military was investigating whether there were civilian casualties, but that we have no indications at this time. We are confident we successfully hit the target, Urban said. Significant secondary explosions from the vehicle indicated the presence of a substantial amount of explosive material. The strike came 2 days after an Islamic State suicide attack outside the airport killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 US service members. The US carried out a drone strike elsewhere in the country on Saturday that it said killed 2 IS members. President Joe Biden had vowed to keep up the airstrike, saying Saturday that another attack was highly likely. The State Department called the threat specific and credible. The Sunni extremists of IS, with links to the group's more well-known affiliate in Syria and Iraq, have carried out a series of attacks, mainly targeting Afghanistan's Shiite Muslim minority, including a 2020 assault on a maternity hospital in Kabul that killed women and newborns. The Taliban have fought against the IS affiliate in the past and have pledged to not allow Afghanistan to become a base for terror attacks. The US-led invasion in 2001 came in response to the 9/11 attacks, which Al-Qaeda planned and executed while being sheltered by the Taliban. The Enforcement Directorate has summoned Shiv Sena leader and Maharashtra Transport Minister Anil Parab for questioning in the money laundering case registered against former State Minister Anil Deshmukh and others, officials said on Sunday. Parab, also Minister of Parliamentary Affairs in the Mahavikas Aghadi government, led by Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, has been asked by the ED to depose before the investigating officer of the case at the agency's office in South Mumbai on Tuesday, they said. Shiv Sena leader Sanjay Raut said the notice was served to his colleague Parab by the agency as expected and the party would fight it legally. In a tweet, Raut said, "Well done, As soon as the Jan Ashirwad Yatra concluded, Anil Parab has been served ED notice as expected. The central government has begun its work. The epicenter of the earthquake was Ratnagiri. Parab is the district guardian minister. Understand the chronology. We'll fight legal battle legally. Jai Maharashtra. Deshmukh has already skipped at least 5 summons issued to him by the ED in this case under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The probe pertains to the criminal investigation being carried out by the ED in the alleged Rs 100 crore bribery cum extortion racket in the Maharashtra police establishment that led to Deshmukh's resignation in April. The ED case against Deshmukh, who was earlier the Home Minister in the MVA government, and others came after the CBI booked him in the corruption case related to allegations of at least Rs 100 crore bribe made by former Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh. Deshmukh had said Singh made the allegations against him after he was removed from the post of Mumbai Police Commissioner. Farmers blocked roads and highways in Punjab for 2 hours on Sunday in protest against the lathi charge on peasants in Haryana. Owing allegiance to various farmer bodies, the protesters burnt the effigies of the BJP-led government in Haryana for using force on farmers in Karnal. Around 10 people were injured on Saturday as police allegedly lathi-charged a group of farmers disrupting traffic movement on a national highway while heading towards Karnal to protest against a BJP meeting. The two-hour-long agitation in Punjab that started at 12 noon also caused inconvenience to commuters, who got stuck in traffic snarls at several places. The protest caused disruption of vehicular traffic at many places and affected routes along the Jalandhar-Pathankot Highway, Ludhiana-Chandigarh Highway, Amritsar-Ganganagar Highway and Firozpur-Zira Road. Kisan Sanghash Mazdoor Committee General Secretary Sarvan Singh Pandher strongly condemned the lathi charge on farmers by the Haryana police. During a protest in Amritsar, Pandher said Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar should resign on moral grounds as he has no right to continue on the post after the police action on farmers. The Bharatiya Kisan Union Ekta Ugrahan staged protests at 56 places in the state and castigated the shameful act of the Khattar government. Meanwhile, Punjab Congress Chief Navjot Singh Sidhu also condemned the Haryana police action on farmers in Karnal. Deplorable assault on the protesting farmers is an attack on fundamental rights of every Indian, earned after innumerable sacrifices during the freedom struggle. It impinges and impedes on the spirit of the Constitution and breaks the backbone of India's democracy, he said in a tweet, and also shared a video of use of force by police and farmers in Haryana. Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh had expressed shock on Saturday at the brazen brutality of the Haryana police and had slammed Khattar for unleashing such a vicious assault on the peacefully protesting farmers, many of whom were injured in the lathi charge. Bhavina Ben Patel on Sunday became only the second Indian woman to win a medal at the Paralympics after she signed off with a historic silver following a 0-3 loss to world number 1 Chinese paddler Ying Zhou in the women's singles table tennis class 4 final. The 34-year-old Patel's impressive run at the games ended with a fighting 7-11, 5-11, 6-11 loss to Zhou, a 2-time gold medalist in the women's singles summit clash, which lasted 19 minutes. With this medal, Indian team opened its account at the games. Deepa Malik, who is the current president of Paralympic Committee of India, was the first Indian woman to win a medal in the Paralympic Games when she had claimed a silver in shot put at Rio 5 years back. Patel, a wheelchair player, had also suffered a loss to Zhao, one of the most decorated para paddlers of China, in her first group stage match earlier in the week. "I dedicate this medal to those who supported me, PCI, SAI, TOPS, Blind People Association, and to all my friends and family," Patel, who was diagnosed with polio when she was 12 months old, said after winning the medal. "This medal is also dedicated to my coach, who always supported me and gave hard training for which I could reach this stage. Special thanks to my physio, dietitian, sports psychologist. They are who always motivated me, she wrote. Up against an opponent who has 5 Paralympic medals to her name, including gold medals in singles at Beijing and London, Patel seemed to struggle as she couldn't execute her strategy and was left to do the catch-up job. Zhao, a 6-time world championship medalist, didn't allow Patel, currently ranked 12th in her division, to find her angled returns and get into a rally. In the first game, Zhao broke off from 3-3 to move ahead. Patel tried to keep herself within touching distance with a superb serve at 5-7 and a forehand flick, but the Chinese managed to earn the bragging rights with a deep push at the baseline. The second game was one-way traffic as Zhao jumped to a 7-1 lead early on. Patel narrowed it down to 4-7, but the Chinese soon grabbed a 2-0 lead. Pushed to the brink, Patel tried to script a recovery as she moved neck and neck with her opponent till 5-5 in the third game, but Zhao once again moved ahead and sealed the contest with a backhand shot. Patel, who was diagnosed with polio when she was 12 months old, had defeated world number 3 Miao Zhang of China 7-11, 11-7, 11-4, 9-11, 11-8 in the semi-final on Saturday. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.